the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Hey everyone, welcome to Motivation Monday. We are here, you know, every Monday morning, or at least Monday at some point, to just share with you, Carly and I are, just kind of what we're learning through our journey. And, you know, like Carly said before we kicked this thing off, that we in no way are portraying ourselves to be experts on any subject matter at all. Just, you know, want to share with you what's on our heart, what we're learning as we continue to strive to be better people, better leaders. And, you know, we are always students and trying to just become the best versions of ourselves. And hopefully through our journey, we can teach you something about, you know, what you're going through. But, you know, today, you know, we start Monday mornings off like, okay, you know, what is it that we're going through right now that we want to share on this call? We don't really plan it until the last minute because it is about what we're going through. And again, this morning, we're on the exact same page. And so I'll kind of give you a little bit of backstory about how we got to this point this week. But last Sunday, we went to church, and we had a guest pastor, and he actually talked about keeping the main thing the main thing. And, you know, it really made me think about, you know, just my priorities. Like, where am I at in my life? What is my primary focus? And I think that in general, you know, it's hard to keep your priorities straight, you know, to keep God first, to keep your marriage second, to keep your kids next, and then to keep, you know, your job and what you're doing after those important things. And so, you know, this has been kind of a spiritual journey this week. And it's not that the other books that we have been reading are any different than what we're reading right now, but the message is all very similar, but we're learning it in different ways. So the pastor's talking about keeping the main thing the main thing. And I'm like, you know, it really revealed to me, like, while God is always a part of my life, and I do pray, and I, you know, try to raise my kids the right way and teach them, you know, biblical principles and help them to be better, it's not always a priority in my own personal life. And so Monday morning, I go to Hobby Lobby, and I see a book on the shelf. And Carly and I, of course, we're talking on the phone, and the book is called The Circle Maker. And I read this book about 3 years ago, and because somebody, you know, recommended it. And I remember it speaking to me deeply about, you know, just praying circles around what you're doing. And next to this book was a 40-day prayer journal. And it's about circling your life, circling what you're doing in prayer. And I'm talking to Carly, and I'm like, you know, we feel a lot of stress in what we do sometimes. We have goals that we want to reach. We have things that we want to accomplish, and we are trying to do it ourselves all the time. We don't reach, I'm not saying that we don't, but, you know, we feel like we are the ones that are responsible for accomplishing this for ourselves and for our family, whatever those goals are. And that causes stress. That causes worry. That causes frustration. And when I'm sitting in Hobby Lobby, you know, I'm looking at this book, I'm telling Carly about the sermon on Sunday. And I'm telling her, like, you know, if we put our faith and our hope in God and know that He wants to bless us abundantly, He wants us to live fulfilled lives, He wants us to reach our goals, if we rested in knowing in the faith that we have in Him, would we not have less worry, less frustration, more peace, more hope, more faith in the future, you know? And so, you know, I picked up that prayer journal and thought, I'm committing to this 40 days of prayer. to pray circles around all of the things that I feel like we need prayer for in our lives. And so it was pretty interesting to me that right at the very beginning of the book, in the first couple of days, it might have been the very first day, the book talked about, you know, when you establish your prayer routine to really focus on keeping the main thing, knowing where these blessings come from. And if you want to accomplish something huge in your life, that it's not about you doing it. You got to pray things so big that it doesn't, you can't accomplish it on your own. You have to have God to help you. And the first thing said, anything but routine. And part of the excerpt said, if you establish a prayer routine, your life will be anything but routine. You will go places, do things, and meet people you have no business going to, doing, or meeting. You don't need to seek opportunity. All you have to do is seek God. And if you seek God, opportunity will seek you. And it honestly chokes me up because I feel like we get so worked up and so caught up in seeking the opportunity instead of seeking the one who can provide and fulfill these opportunities for us. And, you know, we get stressed, we get frustrated because it's not happening on our time. And so this has really, you know, helped me change my focus because it's not up to me to make all these things happen in the perfect time. It's up to me to see God and know His timing is perfect. And we can't see it all right now. We don't know exactly why the journey is going the way it is, but that's not our job to know. It's our job to trust. And you know what? It takes the pressure off. When you let that go and know that God's in control of this situation, and I'm not saying that it's not our job to take action and work towards our goals, because God is obviously going to bless your commitment and your persistence in going for what He's placed in your heart. Obviously, He can't bless you if you're not doing something to move forward. I mean, He could, but you know what I mean. So, it would just be moving forward towards your goal, putting in the work, and having the faith that He's going to bless your action. And so, Carly, I'm going to let you hop on, kind of share your thoughts. We can go back and forth if you want to. Because honestly, this has been a revelation to both of us, you know, through the process of reading The Circle Maker. So go ahead.
Well, definitely. And I will admit that, you know, you are definitely further along on this, in this lesson than I am. And so I will apologize to you all listening because I really think that my thoughts are a little jumbled. I'm still trying to make sense of some things I've been thinking about and, you know, a shift in mindset, a different perspective. And, you know, of course, I appreciate Lindy sharing this book with me because I started it this morning. I am about four chapters in, and it's not that it's making me question what I'm doing, but it is making me question how I do things and why I do things and how I can keep doing the things that I'm doing, but really connect on a deeper level to why and how. And so I know that that probably seems incredibly vague, but I will admit to you, I am an ambitious person. I am a competitive person. And one reason that I do the things that I do is for personal recognition, for reaching the goal, for success. And in this book, the author, Mark Batterson, gives you permission to seek success. But the question, and maybe the shift in mindset that is happening with me, is why am I doing that? And who deserves the glory? Am I doing it for myself so that Carly Wilson, has a certain reputation? You know, I will admit to you that maybe that is some of my motivation, but I am questioning, you know, some of these motives, because who truly deserves the glory anytime we achieve a certain pinnacle of success? I mean, if you are Christian, if you're a believer, then you know that it goes to God, that without these blessings, we would have nothing. And so that is goal number one for me, is to really seek a deeper connection with my why. And you know, it brings some emotions to the surface of feeling very conflicted inside, because, you know, I want what I want for my family, and I know that that has to do with giving us, you know, my children, giving my husband certain opportunities. And, you know, so it's hard to move, for me, Lindy, it's hard to move beyond feeling selfish and giving the glory to God. And so that's certainly part of this awakening that I feel is coming about by reading this book, because, you know, I definitely have some conflicting thoughts on Christianity and religious beliefs and being selfless, conflicting with my some of my apparently selfish thoughts. So, you know, this, like I said, I'm just beginning this journey too. But, you know, another reason that I do what I do is to help others live a life that they deserve. And so I know it's not all just about me, but what I want to do is change that focus, that it's not all about me. It's about helping other people, and it is also about giving the glory to God. You know, Zig Ziglar has been quoted as saying, "You will get all that you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want." And, you know, certainly I think that a shift in mindset is necessary there as well. And, you know, Lindy, I have to praise you, because it's always been about that for you. And, you know, but I would be a liar if I said that I wasn't dealing with some of these conflicting feelings. And so I'm excited about continuing this book. I know you've already read it cover to cover and are kind of moving on to phase two. But I highly recommend it, you all, because this isn't necessarily just, I mean, it is a Christian author, a Christian book, but he talks about having success in whatever it is that you do, and how those two things can mesh together. So, Lindy, I've got to bring you back on, because, like I said, my thoughts are jumbled, and I think that you are doing a much better job of really, you know, portraying your feelings and your thoughts than I am.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that my desires have not been selfish at times, too, you know, because I do want more for our family. But I think that this revelation and seeing that book and hearing that sermon came at the right time for me. And because we put ourselves in a position to share this, hopefully it is hitting home with somebody else too. I obviously feel like this whole opportunity, I feel like my focus is kind of shifting, that it could be more of a ministry to help others, you know? And if my focus is that wholeheartedly, then obviously I'm going to be a blessing to others. Others are going to be blessed by what I'm doing. But I do know that shifting my focus and making all of this be about God's glory and not my own, because really nothing would be happening if it weren't for Him. But, you know, the thing is, what you said, God puts desires in your heart. He puts things that He wants you to accomplish. And the reason He does that is because, and especially in what we do, is because He knows that you can be a blessing for others. So this vehicle is so incredible, because we don't become successful without pouring in and helping other people. But the focus shouldn't be about us in these introductions and us. I mean, we're putting ourselves in positions to meet people, but that God is truly the one opening these doors orchestrating these meetings, you know, because we're doing what it takes to, you know, just say yes. I mean, I'm telling you, all these things tie back together. We don't even realize it at the time. But I feel like God opens doors all the time for us. We don't always know why. We sometimes question it. Sometimes it takes overcoming fear to walk through them. But it all goes back to having faith, to trusting God, to letting go and surrendering to the greater plan, and knowing that if we do that, you know, it may not always be easy, but we have the hope and the faith and the trust that we're not the ones in control. It's not on our shoulders, and there's so much freedom in that, you know. So the last part of the excerpt from the very first day was talking about how, you know, when Moses was leading, and he was praying to God to save them, you know, and then he got impatient, and he took matters into his own hands, and he thought it would expedite God's plan, but in reality, it delayed God's plan for 40 years, and he thought it would bring relief, but it made the burden on the Israelites almost unbearable, and that's what happens when we try to do God's job for him. It's unbearable. When we try to make things go faster, we usually slow things down. When we try to make things easier, we usually make them harder. And on the last part of it, it says, don't try to manufacture your own miracles. Don't try to answer your own prayers. And don't try to do God's job for him. You stay humble. You stay patient. You stay focused. And then you just keep circling those desires in your heart with prayer, knowing that God is in control of this whole thing. And so we need to have peace, let go of that worry, let go of that frustration, and know that, you know, he's our creator. He's the orchestrator. He is the potter, right? And us having peace in that, I think, will bring us, you know, so much satisfaction knowing that we're letting God, and making sure that he's at the focus of what we do day in and day out and helping others. So, Carly, that's pretty much my closing thoughts. I don't know if you have anything to add.
Well, I love that. And I do have one last thing to add. You know, it reminds me of another book that we've read, the You Are a Badass book that we've talked about a million and a half times. But you know, at the end of that book, Jen Sincero says that you just need to surrender. And I think that that's what you were saying as well, that, you know, she tells the story about how, you know, you can try so hard to catch that beautiful butterfly and chase it all around. It still evades you. But then as soon as you stop and just surrender and get still, that it might just land right on your nose. And so sometimes we can, you know, forget that, just like you said, we're not the one that makes miracles. He is. And that by surrendering and just giving it all over, that's one way to get exactly what we want. And so with that, you know, we'll go ahead and wrap up this call. Thank you, Lindy, for, you know, really setting the pace on this call and kind of giving us that guidance and summarizing, you know, some of the lessons that you've learned from this book and from this author, and for sharing it with me, because, you know that a book that's just in a couple of chapters is already, you know, getting something fired up inside of you, something, you know, it's stirring some emotions that is pretty darn good. So definitely check it out. The author's name is Mark Batterson. The title of the book is The Circle Maker. And then Lindy is doing the 40-day prayer challenge called, what is it called? Draw the Circle. And, you know, so definitely look into those and check those out. But thank you all for joining us for our Monday motivation call. I know this was a little bit different than the norm, but we appreciate you just being here and being on this journey with us. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to either of us, and this call is officially over until next Monday, 10 a.m., when we have our weekly call once again. So thank you guys again.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.